Our next discussion this morning is with Dr. Abby Lawrence Jacobson. Dr. Lawrence Jacobson is with Jewish Family Services of Washtenaw County, and she is the Director of Older Adult Services. Welcome again, Abby.
Thank you, Alan.
Abby, can you give us an overview of Jewish Family Services?
The first thing that I like to say right at the outset is that we serve people from every background, religious, racial, ethnic group. We don't only serve Jewish people, so that's a misconception that I like to put to rest right away. But that said, we are a full-spectrum nonprofit social service agency offering a wide range of services, including employment and career services, English as a second language classes, resettlement for refugees and immigrants, family and youth services, case management, counseling, crisis management, and then my own department, Older Adult Services, in which we provide a range of services for older adults.
Where are your offices located?
We are located on South State Street, just north of the intersection with Eisenhower.
And is the organization a big group?
I wouldn't call it big, but it's certainly growing. Just in the past few years, we've grown from being really an organization that employs about 3 full-time people to now we have about an equivalent of 15 or so full-time, but actually we're staffed by about 30 part-time individuals.
So definitely growing. What's your mission? Do you have a defined mission?
Sure. The Jewish Family Services mission is to enhance the lives of individuals and families through social services, education, and advocacy. And although our Older Adult Services Department doesn't necessarily have a stated mission per se, if I were to come up with one off the top of my head, I'd say that our mission is to help older adults live as independently as possible, preserving their quality of life and their dignity, or as some people say, age in place, and simultaneously respecting and supporting the work that family caregivers do to help their aging parents age in place.
Abby, regarding the older adults, do you help educate or teach families or people in the community?
Certainly. We have about maybe 5 or 6 different services that we offer, and one of those services is community education and outreach. We do that through a monthly caregiver conversation support and education group that we offer, and that's really targeted towards adult children caring for aging parents. And we bring in speakers to talk about different issues related to caregiving that we think are important. So, for example, later this month, we're going to have Dr. Neil Alexander, a geriatrician, speak about fall prevention and why that's important to caregivers, helping their aging parents avoid falls. We also do occasional workshops or education events around advocating for your loved ones when they're hospitalized, or how to communicate well with doctors. The list goes on. So we certainly try to educate and teach the community as well.
And Abby, can you tell us a little bit more about your department specifically?
Sure. Jewish Family Services Older Adult Services offers a range of services. We provide short-term counseling and case management for older adults. We provide friendly visitors for older adults who might be particularly isolated or lonely and who would like to have someone come in and chat with them or play cards for an hour or two each week. We provide caregiver consultations, so for family caregivers of older adults who are just trying to find their way in the maze of services that are offered or who have a particularly difficult situation and want someone to bounce ideas off of, want some direction and some just really individualized support, we do caregiver consultations. We have a transportation program. We have about 4 vans, one of which is wheelchair accessible and a station wagon, and we provide transportation for a relatively low cost to older adults around Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. We have a new program called Patient Partners that provides medical accompaniment to older adults and, in addition, someone to help them communicate with doctors in the medical examination room. So not only someone who goes to the doctor's appointment and helps to get the older adult there, but someone to really make sure that the older adult's questions are being answered in the medical examination room, that all of the symptoms that the older adult wanted to discuss with their doctor are being addressed. And our patient partner volunteers also record what happens at the appointment so that the older adult can look back on it later and say, oh, that's right, that's why I'm taking a different medication now, or that's why I have to have this blood draw. And they can also share that with family caregivers who couldn't be present at the doctor's appointment.
That's just a huge list of services, very all-encompassing.
It is.
Our guest is Dr. Abby Lawrence Jacobson with Jewish Family Services, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Abby, how did you get involved with Jewish Family Services?
There's a Hebrew word called besheret, which means intended. And I like to think that finding this job was really a besheret thing, or I guess you could call it kismet or fate or luck. But about 4 years ago, I had finished my PhD in social work and sociology, and I was looking for a job that would allow me to work with older adults as well as do programming and, you know, kind of grow the field. And I came across the job posting from Jewish Family Services and took it from there.
How do people know about your services? How do families find you?
They come to us in various ways. Sometimes other agencies refer people to us if they know that they're in need of something that we can provide. For example, home care agencies or the Turner Geriatric Clinic or other geriatric facilities. We are also part of the United Way 211 system, so they give us a lot of referrals. And people sometimes hear about us through media mentions, such as recently our Patient Partners program was featured on Channel 4, Detroit News, the Ruth to the Rescue segment, as well as on Michigan Radio, and that's generated some additional calls as well.
What about cost for these services? Is there any expense to your clients?
Yes, but I should say that everything we offer is on a sliding fee scale, and no one is ever turned away for inability to pay. That said, we do have some nominal fees for some of the things that we offer. Transportation, for example, costs $6 round trip, so that's probably better than you would ever find in a cab company, for
example.
That's
a lot cheaper than a taxi.
Exactly. Counseling is $50 an hour, which is, again, much less expensive than you'd find from other private psychotherapists. So everything that we charge is really to sustain our services and
allow you to continue providing the good services that you are at a good price.
Exactly.
Abby, it's really wonderful that your group helps whoever needs the help, but I'm guessing some listeners may be wondering, how come a Jewish organization helps anyone, whether you're Christian, Muslim, or not religious at all?
There are two main reasons. First is that one of the main teachings of Judaism is about tikkun olam, or helping to repair the world. And that means the world, not just the Jewish community. So we really truly feel that it's important to help serve everyone. Everyone is interdependent, and any individual or any group suffering is the suffering of everyone. So we want to make sure that everyone has access to the resources that they need to live high-quality lives. The second reason is that some of our funding is from the government or the state, and those services must, by law, serve everyone and reach everyone. So it combines nicely. We have multiple reasons for serving the entire community, not just Jewish people.
Well, it's certainly very commendable. You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Dr. Abby Lawrence Jacobson, the Director of Older Adult Services with Jewish Family Services of Washtenaw County. Abby, for families caring for aging loved ones, do you have any specific advice? Do you see common mistakes that could be avoided?
I do. I think the first piece of advice that I would have is to not wait to ask for help. If you're a caregiver, you have aging relatives, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling burdened, you don't know how you can do one more thing for someone else, don't wait until that point to ask for help. There are resources out there to support you in your work and to take some of that burden off of you. And the sooner you access them, the better. So that's the first piece of advice. The second is that you're not alone. Both older adults themselves, who might feel isolated, lonely, depressed, they might feel like their bodies are failing them. You're not alone, and you still have things that you can contribute to the community, and we're able to help you find those things. And likewise, caregivers who feel like, who could understand what I'm going through trying to balance work, my children, and my aging parents? You're not alone either, and again, we can connect you with others who are in similar situations. And then the final thing that I would advise people is to plan proactively. Before it's too late, before your aging parent, for example, is injured or falls or is hospitalized, discuss when you're well your wishes for living arrangements, for healthcare, and for end-of-life decisions so that when a crisis comes, as it occasionally will, you'll be prepared. We have the tools that can help families have those discussions.
Abby, what about funding? Who funds your organization?
We piece together funding from several different sources. We do have individual donors that we appreciate. We also rely a lot on private foundations. We receive grants from the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, the Moss Foundation, the Thom Foundation, as well as United Way, the Jewish Federation. We have a contract with the Area Agency on Aging. We have funding from multiple sources.
Our guest is Dr. Abby Lawrence Jacobson with Jewish Family Services, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. I'm very curious about your program, Patient Partners. You mentioned earlier where you advocate for people going to doctor's appointments. Do the doctors understand and appreciate your role?
Yeah, they do, actually. In fact, many of them refer people to us specifically because they know that their patient's care will be enhanced by having someone supportive in that exam room with them, helping them remember what's being discussed.
Abby, what do you like most about what you do?
I like the variety. You never know what's going to happen in a day's work. I like knowing that this work really makes a difference to people. I like fostering a sense of community, whether that's among isolated older adults who now feel connected to others, or among caregivers who are struggling to balance work and parent care at the same time. So I like the real impact that the work has.
Yeah, I think it's very clear your organization is really making a difference. How can listeners contact Jewish Family Services or get in touch with you?
Well, they can find us on the web at www.jfsannarbor.org, or they can call at 734-769-0209, or they can email me directly at Abby, that's A-B-B-I-E, at jfsannarbor.org.
Abby, it's been really nice to have you on the program. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.